Glad to see all y'all here. Be sure to kind of squeeze in, make room for more fans because they're on the way. We're so excited to have this guy back out here in Driftwood, Texas. As I said earlier, he's been coming to Old Settlers for a long time. The band has picked up a few Grammy Awards and IBMA Awards along the way. It's a family affair when they come down to play for us in Texas. Y'all, welcome back to Texas and the Old Settlers Music Festival, the Del Macari Band.
Creeping around my door, the sun. took away her love with you. You wrecked her happy home. You left me with a broken heart, so blue and all alone. The shadows are creeping.
Thank you, folks. Well, we're not the bluest people in town, are we? We're pretty happy today, I'd say, out there. Well, we're glad to be back here at the big festival out here in Texas. Now, I forget what town we're in. What town are we in? We ain't in town, are we? We're out in the country. That's what I like. Driftwood, that's it, Driftwood. Well, you know what? We got to start by introducing everybody. Well, we'll introduce everybody one at a time so you know who's picking what and who's singing what or whatever. And I want to start with the guy with the most seniority in this band, except me. He's been here the longest, and he won the Mandolin Player of the Year award 8 years consecutively. Yeah. Ronnie McCurry, right there.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. I appreciate that. It's a great pleasure to be back again, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to pick a little mandolin number that I wrote a long time ago and get these fellas to help me out. It's one entitled The Quicksburg Rendezvous. Thank you. Thank you. That gets us warmed up anyhow. All right, well, a good friend of ours named Alan Tompkins is here, and he asked me to do this number, and I'm going to do it for you, Alan, wherever you're at right now. He may have left. There he is. All right. He said, if you don't do it, I'll go listen to it in the car. This is one that I picked up from an Eric Clapton record that was it was written by Bob Dylan, actually, for Eric Clapton. It's entitled Walk Out in the Rain.
It doesn't feel right. I can tell you're only lying. If you've got something better tonight, then don't mess up my mind with your crying. Just walk out in the rain, walk out of my dreams, walk out of my life if it don't feel right. You can catch the next train, oh darling, walk out in the rain. Come from so far away just to put a ring on your finger. If you said all that you got to say, then please don't feel the need to linger. Just walk out in the rain, walk out of my dreams, walk out of my life. If it don't feel right, you can't catch your next train. Oh darling, walk out in the rain. It's raining outside of the city, and my poor feet have walked to the shore. If you don't want my love, it's a pity. I guess I can't see you no more. Just walk out in the rain, walk out of my dreams, walk out of my life. If it don't feel right, you can catch the next train. Oh, darling, walk out in the rain.
Now to you. I hope it stays dry so we have a good show here. Well, let's see now. The next guy I'm going to introduce you. Okay, we'll do requests now. When I get everybody introduced, we'll sure do that. You want to hear Rain and Snow? All right. But right now, we've got to introduce our banjo picker, and I wish you'd make him welcome. He's got a new record coming out of banjo tunes, and his name is Ron McCurry. How about it?
Guitar can play twice as better than I will. even the birds in the sky. Then the record man said everyone is yellow, said the record from Nashville. And up north there ain't nobody by them, and I said, but I will. And it was Nashville cats,
playing clean as country water.
Nashville cats,
playing wild as Mountain Dew.
Nashville cats,
been playing since as baby.
Nashville cats,
get work before they're two.
Son to be a guitar picker in Nashville, and I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville.
Nashville cats play clean as country water.
Nashville cats
play wild as Mountain Dew.
Those Nashville cats
been playing since they baby.
All Nashville cats
get work before they're two.
That song was written about all those pickers in Nashville, but there's a lot of them in Austin, too, ain't they? Well, next time we sing it, we'll sing it about Austin instead of Nashville. We got two more guys to introduce to you, and I'm going to start with the fiddle player. And you know, he is the fiddle player of the year this year at the IBMA Awards show over in Raleigh, North Carolina. Have a little hand for Jason Carter. Thank you. know what? Now, you ain't heard nothing till you heard him sing. You going to sing for the folks today, Jason? I say, are you going to sing a song for these folks today sometime? Well, you know, we've got another guy to introduce to you. We better get through with that right now. And you said what? What did you say? Oh, okay. Oh, Jason's got a fan out there. I know that. So at least one fan, probably more than that. Listen to that. Uh-oh. It looks like the rest of this band has got a lot of competition here on this fiddle here today. I wish you'd make welcome our bass player, and he's going to sing you a song, and his name is Alan Bertram.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, everybody. Oh, man, today would be a really good day to have really long hair. Just be up here just melting faces. But I'm a bass player, and I have short hair. So it's not going to happen. I'm just going to get dusty, and I'm not going to look cool. But I'm glad to be here anyway. I'm going to try a Hank Williams tune for you. It's called You Win Again.
Out all over town that you've been seen out running round. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trusting you was my great sin. What can I do? You win again. You have no heart. Have no shame. You take true love and you give the blame. I know that I should not complain. I love you still. You win again. This heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trusting you was my great sin.
Thank you.
Ah, how you like that, huh? Well, let's see. Yeah, let's do something new now. I'll tell you what, we'll do some requests, but I'd like to say right now that we... You did what? I missed that again. These boys will have to repeat that for me. I missed that. Did you get it? Oh, the motorcycle song. All right, we'll do that for you. Yes, we will. But now, tell you what, we went out to L.A. about 2 months ago, and we had this record out, you know. We won a Grammy with it, so how about that? Huh?
Thank you.
Now, you know, some of these new songs I have to have. Oh, I got notes right there. Just happened to appear on top of my guitar. This is my teleprompter right here, in case you wondered, you know. Sometimes I have to put a flashlight here to see it, but I can see it, all right. But the title of the record was The Streets of Baltimore, you know. We put that out, and so this song, we're not going to do that now. Now we're going to do something else. We're going to do one entitled, this is about big blue raindrops, teardrops, and all that kind of drops, you know. Big blue raindrops are falling down, blowing sideways, soaking the ground, beating on my roof and on my window pane. Big blue raindrops are causing me pain.
I need a break in these old dark clouds. A little sunshine's what I need now. I need a sign that it's gonna end. A rainbow's promise to love again.
But it don't look like it's ever gonna stop.
Breaking my heart, these big blue raindrops.
I feel like cussing
that old weatherman,
but it's not his fault that it's a setting in. We used to love while
it was pouring down. Big blue raindrops only hurt me now. I need a break in these old dark clouds. A little sunshine's what I need now. I need a sign that it's gonna end. A rainbow's promise to love again.
But it don't look.
Tuned up for that. Boy, what you think about doing all the board?
Well, this is a tune that was written by a guy that lives in Texas, and his name is Charlie Steffel. You folks know him?
Bastrop.
What?
Bastrop.
Do you know where Bastrop is? That's where Charlie Steffel lives most of the time.
But he also lives in Nashville, and so he wrote this song along with two other songwriters. And, you know, all these songwriters, I cannot keep all their names, but I know Charlie Steffel real well, so I remember his name. And I remember this song, too, and I hope you will bear with me on this just in case I don't remember it. Down on my window seat, knowing where I'm going is better than where I've been. And a stranger sits down as if he's right at home, touches me and says, I see you're traveling alone. By the way, son, you forgot to say amen. He said, I guess there's something here I need to explain. I try to talk to everyone riding this train. Some of them listen, but most don't. Train keep rolling, the world keep turning. Sitting across the aisle with a briefcase open now 90 miles. She never even noticed that laid back at Horseshoe Bend. And a couple with the kids at the front of the car, fussing all the way about some cookie jar. I'm gonna ask them what they saw at their journey's end. There's a fellow I left sitting in the back, keeps a smile on his face through a paper sack. Looking out the window, but he can't see past the pain. And the train keeps rolling.
The train keeps rolling.
The world keeps turning.
The world keeps turning.
All aboard. All aboard. Everybody's gotta get on Monday, saying this is my stop, son, but you won't be traveling alone. I look out my window to wave him goodbye, but there's nobody there, just a light in the sky. I lose my breath and my blood runs cold as stone. I can feel wheels are turning underneath my feet, but life looks different from my window seat. Knowing where I'm going is better than where I've been. The train keeps rolling.
The train keeps rolling.
The world keeps turning.
The world keeps turning.
All aboard. All aboard. Everybody's gotta get on board.
Thank you.
I remembered all of that. I really did. I got all the words in there. We've got some brand new songs. I'm scared to death to try them, though. I swear I am. Let me get my nerve up. By in about 2 hours, I'll be okay. Are we going to be here 2 hours from now? Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, there's an old country singer in Nashville years ago, and his name was Carl Smith. Now, this is when I was a kid, and I listened to the Grand Ole Opry, and I guess some of you folks probably listen to the Grand Ole Opry, you know. We're members of the Grand Ole Opry now, and I'd like to invite you to come whenever you can, you know. There's always good music there, even if we're not there. No, I'm just kidding about that. It's better when we're not there, I think. But anyway, I heard him sing this song, and I always wanted to record it, and I got a chance to do it one day. This one entitled, Are You Teasing Me? Thank you.
You know what? I'm glad there's no words to that song. You couldn't spit them out fast enough, could you? Well, there is words, but I can't sing it that fast.
Constant busy signal when I call you on the phone. I get a strong uneasy feeling you're not sitting there alone. I'm having nasty, nasty visions,
and baby, you're in everyone.
And I'm so afraid I'm gonna catch you with
that so-called smoking gun.
You don't know how to tell me,
and you know that I'm not that dumb.
I put two and one together,
and you know there's not an even sum.
And I know just when to catch you in
that so-called smoking gun. Beating just like a drum.
Then they knock me down and taking it.
That's still hot smoking gun.
Then they knock me down and taking it.
That's still hot smoking gun.
Thank you, folks. You know, our time is about over here. I didn't realize that. So we're going to do you a gospel song or two if we've got time for it. I don't know.
Maybe just one more
gospel song or one song, period.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll do an up-tempo number here for you. And by the way, we've got a gospel record back there at the stand somewhere. We've got a whole bunch. We've got a brand new record back there if you want to buy it. Now, this is an old spiritual number, and I want you all to help us, will you? Because I'm sure you all know this song. It's one entitled Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Well, if you get there before I do,
I'm in for to carry me home.
I'm coming too.
I'm in for to carry me home.
Swing low.
I'm in for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet cherry high. I'm in for to carry me home.
Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, folks. You know, this lady up front here wanted to hear the Vincent, didn't you? All right. Well, you know, there's a little story with this song. I usually tell a long story, but I won't today. I'll just tell you a little short story about it. But, you know, Richard Thompson wrote that song from over in England, you know. And so we played a show with him up in Newport, Rhode Island, the Newport Folk Festival. We played, there was a whole bunch of acts there, but he followed us that afternoon on stage, and we were afraid to sing that song because, you know, folks, we had a lot of our bluegrass fans there, and they wanted us to sing. They kept hollering, and I said, no, now we ain't going to do that because Richard's coming on here in a minute, and he'll sing it really good for you. So, well, they kept on and on. Well, we sang it. And we found out he liked our version, had his picture made with us and everything. The 1952 Vincent Blacklight. Send Red Molly to Jane. That's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said James, you bet Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Knoxville they did ride. I changed that line in it. He didn't mind either, you know. Now what's next?
I get sidetracked.
Said James to Aunt Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Benson machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might be 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Benson to ride. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled, she cried. I said, I'll give you my Benson to ride. And deep to my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Benson and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Benson 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angel on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and and he gave her his Benson to ride.
Del McCoy Band, right here in Central Texas. Happy birthday to Del McCoy. He turned 75 this year. Man, what a legend playing music for us. Let's give a hand to the hardworking stage crew up here and the sound crew, Nomad Sound.